Now, I want to say again that I'm always glad to be here in the Lord's house and to feel the Lord's presence and to know that God cares. And we're planning, if the Lord be willing, Sunday night to have the Lord's Supper. We've been planning to have one for a long time, and today Bob got us some wine, and talked to him a little bit about it, and it almost sounded like he had a voice of experience with it, you know. He was telling me some things about it. But anyway, we was glad to get it. It was real mild wine. You might say, well, how do you know? Well, I tried some of it to see. It tastes pretty good, Bob. It's real good wine. It's mild wine. And it'll be ideal for what we want. It's great wine. It doesn't have any strength to it in the sense of intoxication. I guess you probably could drink enough of it and it would. But Paul, in his teaching, said not to be given to wine. And he teaches that if there is any wine among you to be drunk, that it's a little bit for the stomach's sake and not often infirmities. We sang the song, he poured in the oil and the wine. And back there in that day, wine was used for pouring in a wound. You got cut or injured, it was a purifier. And of course, it does the same thing to the stomach. It does the same thing to your often infirmities. You might say, well, I think Paul was talking about grape juice. Well, he might have been, but they called Jesus a wine bibber because he drank it. And then on the day of Pentecost, it said he was drunk off of new wine. And of course, grape juice don't make you drunk, so it sounded like it was wine. But anyway, John came neither eating nor drinking. They said he had a devil. Jesus came both drinking and eating. They said he was a wine bibber. The Bible said wisdom is justified of her children, so I guess some of you might not feel too good when we start drinking wine down here at the Lord's Supper, but if you never have, well, I already have, and so it's been a good little while since I've been to the Lord's Supper where we had wine. The last was at Brother Jack Plummer's place in Macon. I believe in wine. Brother Branham believed in wine, and I don't believe in grape juice. We used to have grape juice in the Church of God and the denominational churches, but I believe in the wine. Hallelujah. There is no strength in grape juice, but in the blood of Christ there is strength. Praise the Lord. And there is preservation in the wine. So, Sunday night, at the Lord's will, we'll have the Lord's Supper. And if you've never... How many of you have ever drank wine at the Lord's Supper? Let me see your hand. Brother Vince, Betty, Sister Beachy, Brother Atlee, anybody else? Have you ever drank wine at the Lord's Supper? Brother Taylor, did they serve it in the Church of Christ?
No, sir, it's so
great. Well, some of us have drank it, and as I say, this is real good wine. It's a new wine. I believe Bob said the man just made it. Is that right, Bob? But it's good wine. And Sunday night, the good Lord's will, we'll be having the Lord's Supper. We'll have to have some unleavened bread. We need, Sister Beachy, you know how to make that, don't you? Who knows how to make unleavened bread? Sister Sally, you know how to make unleavened bread? Who knows how to make unleavened bread? Sister Betty? Brother Vince, you know how to make unleavened bread? You know what leavening is, don't you? Everything that goes in it, you leave it out. God's Spirit is strictly unleavened. Where what we'd like to have is something without anything. It symbolizes the broken body of Jesus without any sin at all in it. None leavened. Jesus said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And the wine signifies the blood of healing for our soul. Brother John?
What if we could get a little wheat, pure, fresh gravel?
That's what we need, is some real gravel. We did have some, Brother Vince.
We need to do that, or they sell the unleavened wafer loaves in some stores.
Mm-hmm.
If you want that substance.
I'd rather have the wheat if we could and make it. This wine that we've got is it's not, they don't have any additives that I know of. I asked Bob to try to get it without any additives at all, and it doesn't have any additives. So, praise the Lord. All right. Don't forget now, Sunday night, and it'll be a foot washing too. A lot of people want you to tell them beforehand, you know, they want to wash your feet and pour some pattern perfume and all that kind of stuff on it. Well, I do that or not, but anyway, I don't know why I'd make them smell any better or not if you walk around in your shoes a little, but I guess it's all right if you want to do that. But we'll have a foot washing Sunday night, and ladies will wash the ladies' feet, and the men will wash the men's feet. God being our helper, we'll try our best to explain to you through the anointing of the Lord and teachings of Christ the real truth of the Lord's Supper and what it means. I think that we need to know, and that Jesus said, do this as often as you do it in remembrance of me. You could do it every evening if you wanted to, in your home, every evening you could do it with your little family, as long as you did it in remembrance of Christ, as often as you will. Amen. So, we haven't had it since our group of people have been together. Does anybody remember us having one? But we had been planning to have it. And I believe that God has saved it here for the last for a special reason. And I do believe that we're right at the end of the trail. How many of you believe that? I really believe that that's where we're at. And let's everybody reverence the Lord tonight. I've got a few things that I'd like to talk with you about concerning the Scriptures. If you'll bear with me a little tonight, I don't know where I'll just exhort you or preach a little, but there's a few things I'd like to talk with you about. And if you can fathom the depths of what I'm trying to say, it will be one of the most important things I've ever said in the way of faith. But you'll have to be able to concentrate a little bit and fathom what I say, and the things that I tell you will be true and will be beneficial as I try to break down a little bit of what I understand about faith. I'd like to read just one scripture this evening from 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the 20th verse. This one line of scripture is all I'd like to read tonight. If you've got your Bibles, you can read with me. See, 20th verse, the 4th chapter, 1 Corinthians. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. I think most of us understand what Paul is trying to tell us here in his writings, that the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Brother John, if the kingdom of God was just a mere manner of speech, then we'd all be in bad shape. If it wasn't any stronger than just a little bit of speech, well, we'd all be in real bad shape. So, we know tonight that the kingdom of God has come to us not in word, but in power. Jesus was actually resurrected from the dead. And Jesus is still alive tonight. Amen. Amen. Because He lives, amen. The Bible teaches we'll live also. Amen. Praise God. I wished it was possible tonight that for me to convey to you and to your minds and spirits the things that's in my heart concerning the revelation of the Lord Jesus. I wished I could find the way to get it over to you to where you could comprehend what I am saying when I'm trying to preach the Word of God. But the kingdom of God is not in word, but it's in power. God is a spirit. When we think of God, we think of God as somebody that's way off somewhere sitting on a throne and got him a palace and a dominion yonder, you know, to where he can't be felt with the feelings of our infirmities, or where we can't reach him, or where we can't get a hold of him in the time of need. But according to the scripture, Brother Bob, Jesus is our present help in the time of need. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I feel the Holy Ghost, don't you?
He's a present help in the time of need, and you can call upon him and God will help you. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so tonight I think of what Paul was trying to express, that Jesus Christ has a kingdom, and that kingdom is not in word, but it is in power. It is a kingdom of power. You say, Brother Pike, what do you mean power? I mean it's a kingdom that's able to heal a sick body. It's a kingdom that's able to take away an oppressing spirit. It's a kingdom that has power that can straighten up a crooked life and make us walk right before God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A kingdom of power. Now you say, well, Brother Pike, I'm going to live right. I want you to know that you'll never live right. It takes God to live right. Amen. You might get a good taste of do better. And you might make yourself a whole lot of promises. And you might get a little self-righteous like the Jews did. But my brother, it takes God in your heart to live an overcoming life against the enemy. Amen. The devil is real, and the devil's got a kingdom of power too, in case you don't know it. Amen. But God's is the greater power. Hallelujah. Praise God. And tonight, God has given us a kingdom of power. You say, Brother Pike, what do you mean God has given us a kingdom of power? Because if the word of God is not in, or the kingdom of God is not as a word, but it is as a power, then that means that the word of God is spirit and it is life and it's living inside of us tonight as the kingdom of God. Amen. The Bible said the kingdom of God is within you. It's down within your heart. It's within your spirit. The kingdom of God's within you. Amen. A lot of times folks say, well, Brother Pike, what's the difference between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven? They're one and the same.
Amen.
Amen. A lot of times, you know, folks try to make the kingdom of God one thing, and then they try to make the kingdom of heaven another thing. But in case you don't know it, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is the same thing according to the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. So then we've got a kingdom tonight that is a kingdom of power. Amen. And that spiritual power is within you tonight. Amen. It's within your heart tonight. You've got it, Brother Taylor, within your spirit tonight. It's within your body tonight. Do you ever stop to consider what you've got that you have within these bodies, within these earthen vessels, a heavenly treasure, my brother? Did you know that they picked up a few stones from the moon, and they're so excited over it that they hardly know what to do with it? They put it in a museum and they guard it and they watch after it with their lives because it's a heavenly treasure. It's more than just something in the earth, but it's something that men had to risk their lives for. Amen. It took a great conquest and reaching out a great distance and doing the impossible to be able to bring those moonstones back down here. Have you ever considered that Jesus Christ and other men hazarded their lives for this heavenly treasure that we've got tonight in earthen vessels? Amen. We ought to guard it with our lives. Praise God. If those few little moonstones that they got is so valuable, Brother Gerald, how much more ought this great thing that we've got within our heart and spirit tonight be considered valuable to us? No wonder men gave their lives for it. You say, Brother Pike, you talk just like you believe that God has brought it down here and put it in my heart and left it in my heart. I certainly do. Amen. Has it ever dawned on you? A lot of times we as Christians, we get the idea that the only time that God is around is when somebody prays him down, or when we get in the house of God and begin to feel the connection with the Spirit. But I want you to know that the kingdom of God is within you 24 hours a day. I said the Spirit of God remaineth in you. Hallelujah. It's down within your vessel. You've got the heavenly treasure in your earthen vessels. Amen. If I don't feel a thing, if I don't feel a thing, if I'm just walking out yonder, Christ within me is my hope of glory. I said, Jesus is inside of me. Somebody said, that's a beautiful figure of speech. My brother and sister, I'm not trying to use a figure of speech. I said, God is inside of you. God is in you tonight. Amen. He's in you. Have you stopped to think about it? That he's in you. Somebody said, I don't feel him. That ain't got nothing to do with it. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Praise God. I'm telling you, he's living on the inside of me. He's down in there. You say, Brother Pike, I can't see him. Well, you stand him up and you can feel him. Amen. He's on the inside. Paul said, they endured as seeing him who is invisible. Amen. But he was still down in their heart. Glory to God. Brother John, he's living down in there. To think that every day I walk, every day that I breathe, that he never leaves me. He never forsakes me. But he's down within my heart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On the inside of me, there's a Jesus down there. There's a Holy Ghost down there. He's inside of my heart. Hallelujah. When I feel the Spirit of God, when I begin to call upon the name of Jesus and make love to the name of Jesus, I feel him raise up down there. Amen. Inside of my heart, I feel his Spirit begin to go out through my bloodstream. Amen. Your blood's in your heart. I feel him electrify my bloodstream. I feel him in my hands and in my toes and in my head, my back, and my legs saying, I'm at home. This is my temple. Glory to God, you're the temples of the Holy Ghost. The man that defileth it, him shall God destroy. Glory to God. The Bible said, if the Spirit be in you that raised up Christ from the dead, he shall also quicken your spirit and your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth within you. Glory to God. The Bible said, I will walk in you. I will talk in you. I'll be a father to you. Hallelujah. I'm inside of you. My brother, my sister, do you understand what I'm saying? That we have the gift of God within us. That we have the Holy Ghost within us. We have faith down in our heart, and not just faith, but God himself in our heart. Amen. He is inside of us. Somebody said, I'm so afraid, Brother Pike, that I won't make it in. My, how in the world can you be afraid that you won't make it in when he is on the inside of you? When he said, I'm married to you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When there's something bubbling up like a spring on the inside of your heart. Hallelujah. He's in there. Glory to God. When I walk, he's in there. Wherever I go, there he is, Brother Lonnie. It doesn't matter where I'm at. When I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's right by my side. He's in my heart. Hallelujah. When oppression comes and when sicknesses comes, I don't have to go and call on somebody. Paul said to get him down out of heaven. For he said, we don't have to say, who will ascend into heaven to bring him down? Jesus did that. We don't say, who will go down into the deep to bring him up? But we say, he is nigh us, even in our heart, even the faith that we have. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. A real living, resurrected Holy Ghost living down within my soul, brother, and within my heart. Hallelujah. I feel him when I walk. I feel him quickening me. I feel him talk to me when I'm lonesome, when I'm cast down, when I'm sad. The Bible said he is a comforter. Amen. When nobody's words can console me, then the Spirit of the living God on the inside of my heart begins to bubble up and run through my bloodstream. And I feel him going all over the avenues of my soul. And I feel like a little child cuddled in the mother's arms. I feel so confident. Hallelujah. Glory be unto God. Jesus, as Brother Taylor sings, is a way maker. Because he made a way for me. And over in the islands, they sang the little song, just when I need him most. Hallelujah. Jesus, just when I need him most. Hallelujah. He's always there just when I need him most. Can you fathom what I'm saying tonight? Can you get a hold of what I'm saying tonight? That Jesus is in your heart. Jesus is in your spirit. That a real, live, resurrected, quickening Holy Ghost is down inside of you. He's living there. He doesn't just come down and bless you, my brother. He doesn't just come down and anoint you. But he abides with you forever. He's inside of you. He's inside of you. He's inside of you. All day long, he's inside of you. Praise God. When you believe, he's inside of you. When you're in despair, he's inside of you. When you're working on the job and you say, I gotta quit and go fast so I can get close to God. My brother, he's already closer than a brother. He's with you every step you take. He's with you every hour that you work. He's with you. He's by your side. He's in your heart. Amen. You may think that he's left you. You may think you're lost from him. But you just get away and break down the old middle wall of partition and break the veil down a little bit. And you'll find out he's been there all the time. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Did you know tonight that we are living in the resurrected body? Amen. Hallelujah. We're dwelling in it, my brother, my sister. The Bible said, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon the tree. In the 27th and the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy, the Bible tells me that God set before Israel a blessing and a curse. And that blessing and that curse tonight is still set before you. He said for you to choose the one that you wanted. It's up to you to choose it. Amen. You can choose a blessing. You can choose a curse. It's up to you to choose it. But the Bible said cursed is everyone that hangs upon a tree. And though God placed Adam and Eve under the curse from the garden, yet Jesus was willing to be made a curse for us. And he came and hung upon the tree to take us out from under the curse of the law. Amen. For the Bible said, cursed is everyone that continueth not in the law to do all that it says. Amen. Amen. And no flesh being justified by the law, there was no way, my brother or my sister, for us to excel in God. But I thank God that one day a man named Jesus. Amen. A man named Jesus found favor with God. Amen. Born in a manger, grew up. Amen. Just like you and I. But he found favor with God. Hallelujah. And he went to the cross of Calvary. There as a lamb dumb before his shears, he opened not his mouth. He was bruised for your iniquities. And the chastisement of your peace was laid upon his back. By whose stripes you're healed. Amen. Under the curse. But I thank God that one day I hung and bled at Calvary through Jesus Christ. One day God poured out his wrath upon me, my brother and my sister, as I hung upon Calvary to appease the wrath of God. Amen. Glory to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. He melted me down. He poured me out like water. He made my blood run in his sight for my sins through Jesus Christ at Calvary. And he bruised me, amen, to the satisfying of his own desire. Amen, through Jesus Christ at Calvary. Amen, and he that knew no sin was made my sin. Made sin that I might be made the resurrected body of Jesus Christ. Amen. He was made my sinful body that I might be made his resurrected body. And tonight I am the resurrected body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Members in particular church that we are. Amen. And tonight we should realize that that body has no sickness. That body has no sorrow. That body has no spots. That body has no blemishes. That body has no evil about it in any way. It's free from death. It's free from death. It's passed from death unto life. Amen. It's the resurrected body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Somebody said, I'm waiting for my new body. What you going to do? The Bible said suddenly he'll come down and you'll be changed and go away to meet him. It didn't say nothing about another body. It said this body, hallelujah, would be like him at his appearance, would be changed, hallelujah. Glory to God, I buried my old man out yonder in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. At Calvary, he died for me. That was me dying at Calvary. Amen. And this is him living today. Listen, I can't believe that, Brother Pike. I said this is him living today. That was me dying at Calvary. This is him living today. Amen. The members of the body of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And my old sinful body is back yonder buried. That's why Paul, hallelujah, said you're not in the flesh but in the spirit. Amen. That's why Jesus said he that is born of spirit is the quickening spirit that was resurrected from the dead. Amen. The Bible said Jesus Christ was made a quickening spirit. The Bible said the last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Is that right? The first man, Adam, was a living soul, but Jesus nailed him to Calvary because of his sins. But that second man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Whose body ye are in members in particular. That's why Jesus, whatever he was, you are tonight. That's why Jesus said, ye are not in the flesh. Ye are not in the flesh. Why? Because he buried your body in the grave in the name of Jesus. I said he crucified your body at Calvary. And the Bible said at death, the spirit goes back to God who gave it. And when you died, my brother and my sister, amen, and was buried in his name, your spirit went back to God who gave it. That's why the Bible said tonight that we're hid with Christ in God, whom the heavens have received. Amen. Glory to God, hid with Christ in the heavenlies. Amen. Resurrected from the dead through the newness of life. And the Bible said, behold, all things have become new, and the old things have passed away. And ye are a new creature in Christ tonight. Hallelujah. Somebody saw Brother Pike. Why don't we enjoy the benefits? Because you don't believe what I'm telling you. Because of your unbelief in the revelation of our Lord. Amen. That's right. Because of the unbelief. If thou canst believe. Amen. If thou canst believe. Hallelujah. If you can believe the word of God. Amen. The mind of God when it speaks to you. If you can believe his voice and hear him. Amen. And Jesus said, believe on him, you pass from death unto life. Amen. Death hath no power over that resurrected body. Death had power over Adam. Somebody said, I just came intellectually, figured that out in my brilliant mind. Well, bless your heart. What you need to do is go to Calvary. Amen. And let God kill your brilliant mind. Amen. And get out of your human reasoning and be resurrected as little child to trust him with all of your heart and to believe in him with all of your heart. Then you won't outreason your soul salvation. Amen. In the sight of God, Bob, we're no longer flesh and blood. That body was nailed to Calvary. Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from this body, he said. This body, within my flesh there dwelleth no good thing. Who shall deliver me from this veil of the body that stands between my inner life and the God of heaven? Jesus Christ broke that veil down. He nailed that veil to Calvary. He rent that veil in twain. Hallelujah. Glory to God, he did it. Not only was he the book, but he rent the books also. Amen. And the testament, the ark, was seen within them also, for it said the books was open to him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I think about the old hog that muddled it. Water's in the mud hole. He ain't no good. You know, he's a stink. But I tell you what, when you hang him up on the cross, and then you rend him right down the middle, and then you put him through the fire, purge him and clean him. Amen. Then he's no longer sin. But he's food. Hallelujah. He's food. Glory to God, he's food to you. Amen. Hallelujah. And the Bible said when these veils was rent, people begin to see something inside. Amen. They become an epistle that's known and read of all men. When that book is open, when you rend that book and open it, then you can read the contents in it. Amen. The Bible Bible said the seal was on the outside of that book. Glory to God, said that book was sealed with seven seals. And no man couldn't open it but the Lamb of God. Hallelujah! Glory to God, said it was on the backside. Amen, that's right. Those seven spirits, hallelujah, that was before the throne of God. For he said, grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby thou art sealed unto the day of the redemption of your body, my brother and my sister. Amen. You say, Brother Pike, why don't we enjoy these things? Because you haven't with the redemption of your body.
Amen.
Amen. Paul said, till we can with the redemption of our body. You say, what do you mean with the redemption? To recognize. You ever heard the old saying, this man's witty? They searched out witty inventions, the Bible said. Amen. Till you can come to the God knowledge that your body is the resurrected body of the Lord Jesus Christ. As Paul said, behold, I show you a mystery. We'll not all sleep, but we'll be changed in a moment. In the twinkling of an eye, hallelujah, the last trump. From mortality to immortality. For the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise. Glory to God. Amen. They who are alive and remain here shall be caught up with him and glorified with him. So shall they ever be with him in the air. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because we are not under the curse of the law as a fleshly being of the first man Adam. But we are the beginning of the creation of God. Amen. That's right. You wonder why the church world uses the grape juice. You ever thought why do they use the grape juice instead of the wine? Because it's a form of religion with no strength. Amen. But wine's got strength in it. Glory to God. This last church is a church of power. Amen. It's got power in it, Brother John. Hallelujah. For the word of God, the kingdom of God, that is, it's not in word, but it's in power. It's in power. The Bible said he sent his word, and his word healed him. His word was made flesh in the body of Jesus Christ. And his word at Calvary, amen, manifested in the flesh to whosoever will. Amen. Faith in that word at Calvary translates you into the marvelous kingdom of your God. Amen. God is a spirit. And no man can get a hold of that spirit. Have you ever thought about God like this? That he is a good God. He's a sweet, loving God. But that his creation has failed to a low level. And here he is up here not imputing their trespasses against them. Looking on them in a span of mercy. And he can't get to them because of the iniquity that's between them. For thine iniquities have separated between thee and thy God. Have you ever thought of it like that, my brother and sister? You ever considered it like that? And that one day he himself made a body of flesh. Amen. A mediator to hang between heaven and earth to tie him back with his creature, God carnated in the flesh. Amen. Is that right? Hallelujah. Because God is a spirit. And he couldn't get to your spirit, Brother John, because the iniquity was between your spirit and his spirit. But the Spirit of Christ, hallelujah, that found his spirit and intermingled with his spirit, was also a human spirit that could intermingle with your spirit. And through that spirit, your spirit and God's spirit, through the quickening spirit, becomes one spirit that is the divine translation. And he is the divine translator. The mediator between your spirit and God's spirit. And your spirit has become God's eternal spirit in a oneness because of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We ought to tell the world of the glad tidings of great joy. Hallelujah. That he sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that through him the world might be saved. Hallelujah. That there's no way you can fast. There's no way you can pray. There's no way you can come to church. There's no way you can give. There's no good deeds that you can do to inherit the kingdom. Amen. It's a divine translating. Amen. And that must be with God through the quickening spirit of Jesus Christ. If you have faith in Calvary tonight, if you have faith in the death of Jesus, if you have faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ tonight, then that word at Calvary that was bruised for you, it's made flesh, Brother John. That is to say, if you're diseased tonight, if you've got something wrong with you tonight, that word is made healing. That word is made power. That word is made spirit. Hallelujah, as you look upon it, the spiritual healing, the spiritual power, the spiritual deliverance, the spiritual salvation, for God is a spirit.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he comes present. I said he comes present as a present help in the time of need. My brother, my sister, he becomes present when you call the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And have faith in it. To as many as believed on him or in his name, to them gave he the spiritual word of power to translate themselves into sons of God. Amen. And the world is waiting for the manifestation of the sons. For the body will be changed, and then they in return shall change the world. For Adam was to dress the garden. Amen. That's right. Hallelujah. So then when we are sick, we go and we call on God and we say, God, will you heal us? Oh God, will you save us? But my brother, God has done all that he can do. Everything that he could do. Have you ever went into a cafeteria where you serve yourself? Remember, the cooks has done all they can do. That's right. Amen. It's a serve yourself thing. Everything is right there. All you got to do is get according to the way you can pay. And the pay is faith, if you can believe. Amen. It's a serve yourself thing. Amen. God has already given you healing. You're already complete in Jesus Christ. Whether it be conquering death or whatever it might be, you're already complete. He's already given it to you and granted it to you. It's not a matter of whether God will hear me or not. It's not a matter of whether the Father will grant me these things or not. It's a matter of whether or not I will go forth and enjoy these things by faith in the fact that they've already been given freely to me, all things that pertain unto life, and that I must of necessity believe that to be able to go forth and enjoy them. For that's what faith is. Accepting the facts. That's what faith is. Accepting the facts. Glory to God. And this is facts. Amen. We're not in a theological seminary, but Brother Vince, we're dealing with facts. Glory to God. We don't need any brilliance to wonder and figure out whether this theory is right or this theory is wrong. Well, we've thrown all the theories out the window and we're dealing with the facts. Glory to God. So you don't have to theorize anything, because we believe the Word of God. Amen. This is facts. Praise God, it's a fact that Jesus Christ died for your sins and mine. Amen. It's a fact tonight that His Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever to every generation. Amen. It's a fact that if you can believe in the Word of the living God, my brother and my sister, it is made flesh to you for healing, or made flesh to you for strength, or made flesh to you for whatever your need might be. Hallelujah. All you got to do is turn it into spirit and turn it into power. It's already freely given to you. Amen. For in this is exceedingly great and precious promises. Amen. For in here, Jim, He has given us all things that pertain unto life. It doesn't matter if it's joy, peace, whatever it is. We are complete in the Word. We are complete in Him. Amen. And so then tonight, what we need to do is realize that we are dead to the law, and sin comes by the law. Amen. Sin comes by the law. My brother, my sister, we've overcome death. We've overcome death. We've overcome death. And the Bible said, in the day that we overcome death, we'll sing, Where is thy sting, O death? And where is thy victory, O grave? Amen. And He said, Behold, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. And the Bible said, death is an enemy. You believe we got power over it? Amen. He said, over all the powers of the enemy. The Bible said, God hath abolished death. He has abolished, amen, within His body. He has abolished death at Calvary. He has destroyed him that hath power over death. Amen. And the Bible said, O death, where is thy sting? Where is thy sting? You say, Brother Pike, if we conquer that enemy, why is it that we're in the condition that we're in today? Because we've not with the redemption of our body. That is, we've not accepted it. The truth of this wonderful glorification has not been revealed until this day, because God did not want the rapture to take place until this day. Faith cometh by the hearing of the Word. That is, when the Word is preached, that you hear the Word. You hear the Word. That is, faith is in the Word. And you hear the Word, it comes to your hearing. That's as far as it gets. Hearing brings you faith. I said, when you hear the Word, that brings faith to you. But that doesn't cause faith to work. You just get faith, because when you hear the Word, if you can believe the Word, then faith goes down into your heart. Amen. With the heart. Amen. Tonight, I can intellectually say that death is conquered. Amen. Because the knowledge has at last been revealed. Amen. When the knowledge that people was healed was revealed in its season, it didn't do them any good until they kept working with it and working with it and finally transferred it into their heart. Amen. And then it turned into faith. For with the heart man believeth. Amen. We've gone through this intellectual age of colleges and seminaries to be able to indoctrinate us with the literal facts of God, which is the Word. But brother, now we're turning into a spiritual trend and into a spiritual age to where this is made spirit and it is made power. You say, how? By faith. When the head believes in this Word, it's made an intellectual indoctrination. Amen. That's necessary. We got to have it. But my brother, when the heart begins to believe in this, it's turned into spirit and it's turned into power. Glory to God. If you can believe that, if you can believe that, there's nothing that'll stand in your way. The Bible said the man that can say in his heart, thus and thus, and believe that he'll come to pass and not doubt, in his heart he'll have whatever he says. If you believe with your heart, you can have what you say if you doubt not. Amen. Amen. That's right, brother. Mark 11:22 tells us to have faith in God. If we can do that, we can have whatever we want. That's right. He said, when you desire anything, you pray. Then when you pray, believe that God has already granted it to you. Amen. Amen. When you got sickness and you look at that sickness, you say, now sickness, you are nothing more than a lying vanity. Don't just say it with your intellect up here. But say, God, by your stripes I'm healed. I'm not going to be healed. I was healed at Calvary. You already gave that to me. I'm not going to get down here and wrestle with you, God, and ask you if you'll heal me. Amen. I'm already been healed. You gave me all things in Christ that pertained unto life back yonder. Amen. And I'm going to accept it, God. Glory to God. And I'm going to believe it and trust in you with all my heart. And I'm going to seek you with all of my believing, all of my heart, so I can find you. Have a perfect heart of faith before you in love. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to look to Christ. For this is my confidence that you hear me. My confidence that I have what I ask of you. Amen. Because you gave it me in Christ Jesus. Jesus said it's finished. So then, my brother, my sister, if it's already given to us, then what we ought to do is as Jonah did. We should accept the fact of our deliverance while we are yet in captivity. Amen. He called the belly of the whale lying vanities. Glory to God, we ought to look at our sickness and say, I'm not going to believe my human reasoning. I'm not going to believe my human sight. I believe what God said about it. His Word created heaven and earth. And if it ain't right, believing in His Word will make it right. Amen. Glory to God, because His Word is creative in every generation to them that can believe it. Amen. He's God the Word. He's God the literal plant right here to an intellectual indoctrination. But He's God the eternal Spirit that you can't see Him out here. Amen. This is just to let you know what His formality is. This is to let you know how that He's manifested to your mind. This is to let you know His characteristics as He walks among you. This is what He is in the Spirit. Amen. And when you begin to believe intellectually in this, amen, you transfer it down here to this. And then when this begins to believe in that, then that living God that's out there will begin to come in and be made flesh. That spirit will begin to be made flesh. For what else can you make flesh except spirit? You are a spirit of life that's made flesh, my brother. Amen. God was the spiritual Word that was made flesh, the life that was made flesh without measure in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You believe what I'm telling you? You believe what I'm telling you? Jesus said. In other words, if I remember Dale's here tonight, I was thinking about her today when she had that place when her mouth was twisted around like this in that hideous way and her eye down like this. That's the way she was, just like that. Amen. When he was making fun of her in school. And God said to me, He said, son, said, call it a lying vanity. Said, call it a lying vanity and it will pass away. Called it a lying vanity. I said, God, by your stripes, my little daughter was healed. I said, she was healed. By your stripes at Calvary, she come out from under the curse. I'm out from under the curse. That there is no sickness in this age to them that are the body and the members of Jesus Christ. Amen. It was left in the watery grave in Jesus Christ's name. You buried your sickness. You buried your sins. You buried everything that's contrary to God. Glory to God, and you're a new creature. With power, hallelujah. Glory to God, the faith of Jesus Christ. Amen. I said, Lord, it's a lying vanity. On the second day she come back, I said, it's a lying vanity. On the third day she come back and it was gone. Amen. On the third day it was gone. That's right. You know why? Not because I was looking for a healing that was going to come out yonder, but I was praising God for a healing that took place back yonder. I don't think we ought to go to God and say, God, give me this, and God, give me that, and God, would you bless me, and God, would you do... But we ought to go to God and say, I praise thee, O Lord. I come to worship thee this day. I come to glorify thee this day for all the good things that you've done for me at Calvary. I come to tell you this day, I appreciate my healing. I come to tell you this day, I appreciate my salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You that are sitting out there that's waiting for some day when you're going to be saved, you're going to be lost. Amen. But you that are praising God because you passed from death unto life by faith in His Word. Amen. But God has made you eternal and that you've been saved. Hallelujah. Then you are going to be caught away when He comes. You that are sitting out there saying, God, someday I know you're going to heal me. You're going to die with that disease. Amen. But that you that are praising God and saying, glory to God for healing at Calvary. I'm looking upon the brazen serpent of sin back yonder. Amen. Though these evil spirits of serpents that bite me, yet within Calvary they're conquered. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This thing is a lying vanity, because if God said I'm healed, I don't care what I think. I don't care what it looks like. Whatever He said is amen. Amen. Glory to God. Can you praise Him for that? Can you praise Him for that? Can you, if you can't believe that, you can't be healed. Amen. When you desire something, Jesus said, just thank God that it's already taken care of. Amen. When you pray, believe that you receive it, you shall have it. Amen. Believe that it's already come to you. Believe that it's yours as you pray. Amen. That's right. Thank God because it was taken care of in Calvary. Amen. That's right. Everything happened back at Calvary, my brother, my sister. Amen. That was the end of death. That was the end of sorrow. That was the end of suffering. That's the end of sins to everyone that believes. Amen. I want you to stand with me. I feel like I'm just getting into this message tonight. There's so much pertaining to it that I would really love to elaborate on these things tonight for faith's sake, my brother. But I hope these few scattered remarks that I made, I hope that you can tie them together and believe that this is the truth, so help me God. Amen. Who shall deliver me from this wretched body of sin? Amen. Through Jesus Christ, the body's gone. You are now a quickening spirit. You are no longer in the flesh, Paul said. That is, the body's dead now. You are in Christ. Amen. You are in Christ. Amen. Members of body in particular. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's sing a little song together. Oh, oh, how I love Jesus. Father, tonight I want you to heal every sick body. Dear God, I want you to make manifest in their flesh the finished work at Calvary by helping them to believe. Help them to know, Father, that it's not a matter of whether you will it to be or whether you desire it to be. But Lord, as you told the leper, even from the foundation of the world, through thy foreknowledge it was finished, the works, Lord. Oh, dear God, and Lord, you said, I will that thou be whole. And dear God, without respect to person tonight, Lord, you will that every man and woman, boy and girl, be made whole, Lord, in salvation, and God, in healing. Father, and above all things, to prosper and be in health. Dear God, tonight, I pray that you will heal them. Help them to believe, dear God, in your finished work. Always, God, listening to faith in the Word. Never questioning, Father, through the dark valleys of the shadows as to whether God has changed his mind. Father, because they've stumbled, but rather knowing that the appropriated funds are there once and for all to them that claim them. And Father, that our works is for no other reason, God, than to keep our faith in harmony to where we can enjoy those things by daily shopping in the great stores of Jesus Christ. I ask you to grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. Shake hands with somebody. Tell them you love them. Come back and be with us.